Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May the 16th, 2011. On Saturday, Palestinian medical sources in Jerusalem reported that Milad Sayedayash, 17, died of wounds suffered on Friday during clashes with the Israeli police in Silwan in occupied East Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses reported that the bullet was fired by a settler from one of the floors of the illegal Yonatan outpost in Batan al-Hawa neighbourhood. The settler fired the rounds at the protesting youths in the area, witnesses told the Bokra website. Dum-dum bullets are rounds of live ammunition designed to expand on impact in order to cause a larger diameter wound. Israel Police Superintendent Luba Samri stated on Saturday that the police detained 20 Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem following clashes with the army and the police in several areas of the city. Several Palestinians and a number of police officers were injured. Samri stated that 8 policemen were injured during the clashes, including 5 who required hospitalisation for further treatment. She added that the police decided to impose restrictions on entry to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem as males below the age of 40 would not be allowed in. Palestinians from the West Bank holding entry permits to Jerusalem will not be allowed into the mosque. Israeli authorities decided to implement a 24-hour closure of the West Bank under direct orders issued by the Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak. The Israeli radio reported that Israel will be deploying nearly 10,000 policemen and soldiers to East Jerusalem and in Arab towns in the 1948 territories. The Israeli government said that it will be arresting any person who attempts to mark the Nakba in Israel and also deployed hundreds of policemen in cities that have Arab and Jewish inhabitants. Despite Israeli laws which effectively criminalise commemoration of Nakba Day that marks the creation of Israel on Palestinian lands and the displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, thousands of residents, including Jewish peace activists, marched on Saturday evening in Jaffa and held an art festival affirming the Palestinian historic rights and their legitimate struggle against oppression and occupation. Several intellectuals and local leaders delivered speeches in which they stated that Israel needs to realise that the Palestinians are not immigrants, but are natives of the country despite Israeli occupation and aggressive, and the forced removal of refugees. An estimated 4 people were killed on Sunday on the Syrian-Israel border. 5 were killed on the Lebanon-Israel border. 52 were injured in Gaza and at least 24 injured in the West Bank as Israeli forces attacked Palestinian refugees trying to re-enter their former homes in what is now Israel. Thousands of Palestinian refugees in southern Lebanon did try to cross the border with Israel on Sunday morning and were met with gunfire from Israeli troops stationed there. Local sources report that at least 5 people were killed and 10 wounded by Israeli gunfire in the Marun Arras area. In Gaza, according to local sources, around 1,000 Palestinian refugees and supporters in the Gaza Strip marched on the Eretz border crossing between Israel and Gaza. Palestinian medical sources in the Strip reported that a Palestinian youth was killed and at least 172 were wounded on Sunday due to the Israeli military's excessive use of force against return protests in different parts of the coastal region. The sources stated that Israeli troops based near the Nahal Oz crossing the east of Gaza City killed an 18-year-old youth identified as Salah Khamis from Jabalia in the northern part of the Strip. Palestinian refugees from the West Bank also marched to the Qalandia checkpoint, which was established by Israeli forces as a main border crossing between the West Bank and what is now Israel. Although Qalandia's location is far east of the international agreed armistice line of 1967 and indicates a possible land grab by Israel if it is established as an actual border. At least 5 Palestinian youths were injured when Israeli forces fired live rounds at a group of youths throwing stones during the largely peaceful demonstrations of several thousand people at Qalandia. Dozens more were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas inhalation. In Al-Walaja village, a site known for non-violent anti-wall protests, several hundred Palestinians, internationals and Israelis marched to the site of the wall construction in the centre of the village. A total of 11 peace activists and reporters were detained on Sunday by the Israeli military as they attempted to march to the old village. Those detained include leading activist Dr. Mazim Qumseya, chairman of the board of the Palestinian Centre for Rapprochement Between People, parent organisation of the IMEMC. The 7 arrested international activists have subsequently been released. 4 Palestinians remain in custody in Atarot prison in Jerusalem. At least 63 Palestinians have been detained by Israeli forces at protests in the West Bank and Jerusalem since Friday. Palestinian medical sources reported on Sunday that at least 150 Palestinians were injured by Israeli military fire, while dozens of residents were kidnapped as the army opened fire at return protests in Ramallah and El Bira on Sunday. A source at the Ramallah government hospital said that 150 residents were admitted to the hospital, including seven who were in serious condition. Rubber-coated metal bullets hit dozens of the wounded, while dozens of residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In response, Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu has denounced the protests, stating that they were not about the 1967 borders or the right of return of refugees, but questioned the very existence of Israel. Netanyahu defended the actions of the Israeli military, saying that Israel was determined to defend its sovereignty. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak has also defended the actions of the military, placing blame for the deaths with those who crossed the border and those who sent them. He warned that such instances were just the beginning of similar problems in the future. Israel has confirmed that it will renew the transfer of tax payments collected on Palestinians' behalf to the Palestinian Authority. Finance Minister Yovel Steinitz confirmed rumours started by the Union of Civil Servants that the payment due to Palestinian government workers for April, due to them since the 5th of the month, would be paid by the end of the day on assurances from the PA. In a statement, Steinitz claimed that he had received assurances from the PA that no funds would be transferred to Hamas or to any other terrorist groups. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Monday, the 16th of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, David Steele.